Tell me, what's love? The beat we live our lives by. You can't touch it, you can't see it, but it's there. Thanks to that special touch of love. And there's nothing better to get you in the mood than a song that's beautiful, seductive, and absolutely fascinating. Love is magical, and so is the power of seduction. And that's just what music is all about. And good looks. Oh. Love is today's solution. Love. Are you ready? Oh. Love. You are. Okay, then.
Some of my most
we all have our romantic moments. Then there's nothing better to get you wearing nothing at all than a song that's like this one that we all know and love. Sometimes we sing the blues, but always look on the bright side.
I do some of my most creative work while sleeping.
Just a touch for sexier, more comfortable. To make
I do some
you
of my
feel
most creative
sexier,
work while sleeping.
More comfortable. Softness.
I do some
sexier,
of my most creative work while sleeping.
More comfortable. And good looks. Sexier, more comfortable. Sexier, more comfortable. Sexier, more comfortable. Freedom to make you feel ha. Ha.
Actually create anything consciously. It's the unconscious that creates
it. Nothing at all.
And the weirdness of the human mind is that most of your thinking you don't do. I mean, do you
what better way to
in control of your head? And that's why, in fact, sentences sort of appear on the stage of your own interior drama, and you actually don't know where the sentence is going to go until you get to the end of it, like this one. Or even whether it's over, like this one. So creativity is actually learning how to use the underlying structure of your mind, which does all the hard work.
Which makes your clothes so invisible. Oh, great. But just one bit of advice before we say goodbye. Take care of yourself. Just a touch of love makes all the difference. Whether at work or just having fun, for beautiful and comfortable, beautiful and comfortable, beautiful and comfortable, beautiful and comfortable days and nights. Try it. You'll see.
As we become more critical thinkers, the biggest enemy is laziness. After all, they say that jumping to conclusions is often the only exercise that lazy thinkers ever get.
fa, so, and so on are only the tools we use to build a song. Once you have these notes in your heads, you can sing a million different tunes by mixing them up, like this.
Early morning in the universe. Life is getting up, open up the windows. This loft that's in the Bowery in Lower East Side, New York. She's a painter and her husband's a railroad brakeman. And he's coming home in a couple of hours, about 5 hours from the local. Of course, the room's in a mess. There's her husband's coat on the chair. He's been there for 3 days. Neckties and his tortured socks. She has to get the kid up to go to school. Pablo. He says, why do I have to eat that stuff all over again, that farina? I ain't gonna say that I'm gonna live 100 years, but I've been eating farina for about 100 years. She says, button your fly and go out and answer the door. Gregory Corso and Allen Ginsberg there, laying there, beer cans out on the table, bringing up all the wine, wearing hoods and parkas, falling on the couch, all bursting with poetry while she's saying, now you get your coat, get your little hat, and we're going to go off to school. Health to you this morning, Mr. Hart Crane, old bridge. See, look at all those cars out there. There's nothing out there but a million screaming 90-year-old men being run over by gasoline trucks. So throw the match on it. That's all right. She says, come on now. Gotta go to school. Learn all about the geography and astronomology and bibliology and olimologies and poetology and good biology. He said, I don't know, Alaska. They're sitting there talking about Empire State Building and dooms of bridges, and they wave out. Goodbye. He says, well, he says, I tell you my poem about the Empire State Building that had not doomed the dumb eyes of New York all the time. Yeah, that's pretty good. He says, hey, I've got a new poem, too. Says, oh, Ma Rainey dying in an ambulance. Say, I've written some poems. I see your poems, all these poets. Struggling to be poets. Kenneth Fearing and Kenneth Rexroth and W.H. Auden and Louise Bogan and all the poets. With Burning in the Purple Moonlight, same time if they want to. They turn over their little purple moonlight pages in which their secret naked doodlings do show. Secret scatological thought. And that's why everybody wants to see it. So here he was, and he fell back. He was all excited. And he laid out his paper and his tobacco on the floor. And he made a few little funny signs at me. Gesture all the, die all the, crucified all the, Golgotha all the scenes. Yes, that's right, that's right, that's right, that's right, that's what I said, that's right, that's right, that's right, that's what I said. And if you've read Apollinaire, what do you mean haven't read Apollinaire? I read Apollinaire, I wrote books about Apollinaire, I wrote essays about Apollinaire. All about Apollinaire, man, jumping back and down, Apollinaire, man. Come on, don't act like a hip cat, you know, a hipster, I'm not interested. He said, well, Apollinaire wrote a poem at the grave of Balzac and fell down. And Balzac, ah, come on, man. He said, I've seen you writhing around all day long like that. I'm tired. What are you trying to play violins for? Don't you know that Empire State has fallen underneath the Gowanus Canal? No. The Lower East Side has produced all the strange gum-chewing geniuses. He says, ah, he says, you make me... I could tell you poems that would make you weep with long hair. Goodbye, goodbye. And here here comes the man of the house, Milo, followed by Peter the Saint. Well, you bunch of bums, you're still hanging around here talking, drinking beer. I've been working on the railroad all day, and I'm mighty tired. And I'm going to wash my face, put my lamp away. And meanwhile, I got to tell you, the bishop's coming, as you know, and you guys got to act a little on behavior there. Yeah, because we don't want to hang the bishop up, you understand. Right, Alan? Are you all agreed about acting? Is he a saint? Yeah, sure, he's a saint. Saint, yes. They're all saints, yes. He says, well, fellas, no flutes, no nonsense. I'm going back here and I'm going to take my coat off. Now you told me all that this morning, man. Don't bug me anymore. I'm tired. She lays out the table because the salt is drying in the stove. All right, we'll have a big night now. Well, what are we going to say to him? That's all right, he's a good guy. All right, fellas, just sit right there. Just sit there and write poems or something. And I'll go in the bathroom and watch television there.
You're listening to KILL, KILL Radio in Los Angeles. This is DJ Bennett, spreading experimental dance and pop majesty to your collage-ridden ears. Not collagen, collage. Modern mix tape traps. It's 1:31 a.m. on KILL Radio. It's a late night, Saturday night. It's pretty calm out there. And so off we go again. What could be better than a sweet love song? Just like everybody else does. Oh. Welcome to the chill room.
That we can do to practice creativity. One of them is exposing ourselves to things that we don't ordinarily expose ourselves to. I'm thinking of the texts that we expose ourselves to, what we read, what we see in the movie theater, the magazines that we pick, the kind of art that we look at, what we notice on the street. Are we noticing the traffic? Are we noticing that intriguing graffiti on the walls? when we deliberately position ourselves to see things that we don't ordinarily see, I think the results are going to be tremendously gratifying and almost always intellectually provocative.
Did you ask the bishop what he wanted? He said, yes, he wanted a little tea. Mother, really, you don't have to do that here now. It's not... Bishop, I want to ask you some serious questions about Buddhism, which I understand you know all about. He says, well, I know something about it. Nevertheless, he says, is it true that all the ignus that come falling inside the magic beer bottle magian candlestick? I'm awfully sorry, I'm goofing there. Bishop says, goofing? He says, yes, goofing means I'm playing around with words. I want to ask you some really serious questions. Bishop says, uh-huh. So Gregory says, now look, I'm going to ask you something that concerns all of us. He said, is it true that we're all in heaven now and we don't know it? And that if we knew it, we would still know it. But that because we don't know it, we go around and act just the way that we do when we know it. But isn't it strange to realize that Buddhism is all involved with the fact that you don't have to get one way or the other about anything, and you can do anything you want, really? Yes, he said, that's well stated. He said, the whole thing depends on ignorance, which is... He said, what? And Alan is saying, is ignorance is rippling up above the silver ladder of Sherifian doves? He says, yes, Sherifian doves, yes. I suppose, he says, in any case, when we are not concerned one way or the other about thinking about anything in particular, perhaps we sit in some kind of quiet bliss. And he goes on trying to explain it because he really knows what he's talking about. And he says, angels and ministers that do stand before me. And they say, what? Angels and ministers? We'll be right back.
for spin, 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 sedans for spin, 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 spins for spin, spin, spins for spin, spin, spin. Saddam is outside your window, he's under your bed, he's gonna kidnap your children. And you can feel the heartbeat of the nation start to accelerate. And we walk right into a blunder that is gonna rattle around this nation for the rest of this century.
Like I said, Kill, K-I-L-L, Kill Radio, Los Angeles, just like everybody else does, right? Get it?
She can only cook two things, in a noodle cap. And hair jello salad. That's green jello, yellow hair.
Miss McGillicuddy, right down the line there, banging on the organ. There says, "Hey, Daddy," says, and she says, "Oh, if that was not enough." Oh, Miss McGillicuddy, who's disturbed her many a midnight evening. Oh, Milo, he's quite pleased to see him there, because he don't, and, but at the same time, he has to talk to Bishop.
It's all right, says, "Son, perfect, all right. He's all right. He's my good friend, Daddy."
Oh, buddy, Miss. Miss gone in the toilet to do something. They sit around the table. Now they're getting kind of congenial. By God, even a woman feels good, and she walks around, oh, Milo there, and sits down, and the bishop is feeling pretty good there. He's got some other things to tell him. He's got his own thoughts, and meanwhile, Mez coming out of the toilet. "Yes, sir," he says. He comes out and shakes hands with the bishop's sister, how young, and he knows old Alan there. He shakes hands with the, shapes up hands with the bishop's mother. And then he comes up and he shakes hands with the bishop himself. "Yes, a kind of strange and interesting evening," says the bishop. The bishop says, "I don't know anything." "I thought you knew something that you could say." He says, "Well, there's one thing that I don't know what to say, and that is what to say what I really mean." Peter says, "Have you ever played baseball and seen girls with tight dresses?" Bishop says, "Well, yeah, yes, I suppose so." He says, "Is baseball holy?" "Baseball holy?"
I'm hearing that we're having problems, but I'm not showing any problems on this end. I have listeners. The website's coming right up. I don't know. But I guess sometimes things do disconnect, don't they? Oh, well. Just like everybody else does. Oh, you're listening to The Chill Room, and of course, this is KILL, Kill Radio, in L.A.
Shadow.